from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And when I say energy, I mean he brings it. When I say it, I mean takes on the show.
God, you national guys are always fighting.
Oh, God, what a legend. Before we get to some of what Jalen Johnson had to say today as he makes the national media tour, we got some Cubs news, and it's not great. Cody Bellinger is going on the injured list with a fractured left middle finger. Alexander Canario is making the return from AAA. He had a very brief stint earlier this year. He had 25 plate appearances in 13 games. With one home run and an OPS over 800, 815 OPS in 13 games for Canario this year at the big league level.
So Bellinger got hit on that middle finger by a 97-mile-an-hour fastball last night, said after the game that he couldn't throw a baseball. So that was not a good sign. We heard Canario was on his way to Baltimore and then had gotten to Baltimore. So not a surprise. So, look, you've got the benefit of the All-Star break. So he's not missing as many games, but the complication of the trade deadline is an interesting one, because if the Cubs do indeed end up being sellers, you'd think
he'd be an obvious name to try to sell.
Yeah, he's making $30 million this year. He can opt out and make another 30, or he can come back and make another 30 next year, and then 20 after that with another opt out. 3 years, $80 million with two opt outs.
Yeah, it's two option years.
Yeah. So, but you'd think if they're going to be a seller, that he'd be a prime one, although he's not having a huge year, obviously. And then if they're actually going to make a push with no him, it's not great. And no Talkman at the same time means you're down two left-handed hitters with pretty good approaches at the same time. Canario, not somebody that Craig Counsell showed a proclivity to play a lot. Nor did David Ross last year.
Desperation, though, now. You know, if you're up here, you've got to contribute in some way, shape, or form, even if you're not going to be an everyday player. So, yeah, we'll see, you know, when the lineup comes out. It's probably out or about to be out for public consumption. So we'll see what that looks like for the Cubs game tonight in Baltimore. But, yeah, I mean, it's obviously bad news. And, you know, Nico Hoerner didn't miss any time. I mean, he missed a couple of games, but he didn't even go on the IL with the broken bone in his hand. The fact that he's going on the injured list, yeah, maybe the All-Star break helps him if it actually is only a 10-day variety, or they're just putting him on the 10-day IL for now because they don't need to do anything more drastic because the All-Star break is looming. So, you know, we really still don't know the severity of it. Counsell will talk shortly.
Yeah, we have
from Baltimore.
We have an Orioles lineup, but not a Cubs lineup yet. The righty Suarez going for the Orioles. So I'd say unlikely that you'll see Canario in there. Last night, you saw Mastroboni replace Bellinger and play right field to finish that game. So I wonder if that'll be the choice tonight, or maybe they'll put Seiya out there and Miles somewhere else.
And I'm sure we get an update from Jed tomorrow at 2:30. He's on this show tomorrow.
Yeah, good point. Jed Hoyer on the show tomorrow at 2:30.
And wow. To be clear, fracture, you're looking 3-4 weeks tops for recovery compared to a break, 7-9. So theoretically, on the low end, he misses 12 games because of the All-Star break. And okay. He's back in the first week of August.
I don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, that's
not breaking news on the show.
That is the best. Yeah, that is best case. Best case scenario. Feels right.
That obviously passed the deadline, so it probably removes him from all of your deadline conversations, which is not a great bit of luck.
No, it is not.
Well, the Phillies want someone with 9 good fingers, I heard.
Oh, well, then call him.
Yeah.
Does Luis Robert have 9 good fingers?
No, he's got 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, so he's off the list for them.
There's a problem.
That's too bad.
More Cubs in an hour or so.
More Cubs in an hour, or as news breaks and requires it. Can you check if the Pirates pulled Skeens in this game against the Brewers? It's not loading on my computer. I got him with 11 strikeouts through 7 no-hit innings.
My God, he's outrageous.
I don't know if they've pulled him or not, because my last updated it at 99 pitches, but it looks like it's a little further ahead in the game than my screen is updating. So
I've got top eight. So Skeens through 7
with Skeens. So 99 pitches, 7 innings, 11 strikeouts is correct with the no-hitter.
Yeah, they did not let him go out for the 8th.
Okay, so.
But they're in Milwaukee, so you haven't had a chance to go out for the 8th, for the bottom of the 8th.
Twitter, the Pirates fans tweeting are saying not letting Skeens go out for the 8th when he's got a no-hitter is a disappointing decision.
Okay,
because people that are watching the game, 7. That's what I was looking for. Thank
There's I'm sure that they will say there's no way, Derek Shelton will say there's no way he's going 9. Right?
Right.
So why bother?
All right. Well, okay. The less worthy to follow it, but they pulled Skeens, but a double-digit no-hitter was in play, but because it's baseball, they pulled him.
That guy should start the All-Star game.
He should.
Rookie or not, he should start the All-Star game, and I think Shota Imanaga's Rookie of the Year candidacy is a little damaged by Paul Skeens.
I don't think he's got a shot. Let's hear some of Jalen Johnson, though, on the national shows. We did Colin Cowherd and Jim Rome. We'll start with a clip from Rome. The difference of what he's looking forward to, the one big thing for this year for Jalen Johnson.
I mean, I'm just looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to winning. I think that's my biggest focus right now, or has always been my biggest focus. But even more now, actually, being able to, I can say, having one of the best rosters I've had since being with the Bears. And I think kind of the way that we're gelling together, the offense is coming together, the defense is coming together. I feel like we can really do something special and have a true opportunity. So I think for me right now, I think my biggest focus is just winning, even with the guys. Just everything we do is about winning consistent greatness. Like I said in my press conference, that got to be everybody's mentality this season is really just consistent greatness, because we know we have greatness in our locker room, but we got to be consistent, and we got to go out on Sundays and prove that and show that every week.
Man,
the simple idea of the priority is winning. It's always been winning, but this year we actually have a team that we know can win. Like, that's a very simple thing. He's not saying I wasn't caring about winning in the past.
No.
He's saying I always cared about it, but now we know we can do it.
There wasn't really an opportunity to think like that. And you got in trouble if you thought about only that, because you could get discouraged fast. And, you know, I mean, obviously you want to win, but wow. Dude, this is the power of where they are, and it's a special feeling. And the best organizations that keep that feeling for a lot of years in a row, I mean, that's wonderful. But this particular offseason, as Bears fans are feeling it, that optimism, that feeling of possibly being next, you know, we might be the next real good team. Somebody goes worst to first, why not the Bears? That feeling. The players having that too can be a very valuable thing for vibes. You think it could be valuable for performance or preparation as well? Maybe preparation.
Maybe.
Better headspace for preparation?
I think that the Caleb thing reinvigorates everybody because, hey, this guy, people talk about him like he could be one of the best in the league. One of the best in the league at that position makes everybody famous and everybody money. You know, like, think about what Nico Collins and Tank Dell would be if CJ Stroud wasn't good. Who knows, right? Now,
Nico Collins just signed a big deal.
Yeah. Think of the money that these guys can make if you play with a good quarterback. Think of the endorsement. They're on Hard Knocks because of Caleb Williams. So there's that part, you could get a brand deal. You could get a commercial. You could get that. But then there's also the brass tacks of Travis Kelce's excellent, but Travis Kelce's a Hall of Famer because he was paired up with Patrick Mahomes.
Right. But Jalen is talking about the team goal of winning and how it's not about money necessarily for him. Now, granted,
he just got paid.
He just got paid. So that's the other subtext for him. It's like he doesn't have to think about. Last year, we talked to him a bunch.
He made no bones about that he was also thinking about money.
Got to make more flash plays so I can get paid.
Yeah, and that still will exist for guys on the Bears. But that's not a negative for the Bears because it exists for guys on literally every team in the NFL. It's not the NBA. where every contract is guaranteed and everybody who's good makes a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
So that is not like a uniquely detrimental thing to the Bears.
You know, it may seem simple, but like when you've got a team full of dudes who are focused on the winning and really the winning, it just makes for such an easier job as a coach and then as the player to like make the correct sacrifices. Like, all right, am I really going to be bitch about not being the third wide receiver out there because we're playing more two tight end sets? And oh, by the way, our offense is rolling and we're winning. Am I really going to bitch about having to be in structure as a quarterback and not get to go outside structure and do my thing if we're winning? Am I really going to be unhappy with any of that? No, you shouldn't be, because your team is freaking winning.
Let's hear some Colin Cowherd with our guy Jalen Johnson. A little dose of what we're certainly used to around here.
Fresno State to Utah.
Nah, just Fresno.
Just Fresno. Hold on here. Second pick of the in drive. Okay, my bad. Let's talk about Chicago. Let's talk about your OTA.
Hold on.
Let's talk about you're from Fresno, by the way.
Correct,
you played in Utah. Correct. There you go. Not Clovis High. What's the high school again?
Central High School.
Central High School in Fresno. Sorry. That's it.
Who's this guy in for Danny on that show?
I thought you said, Danny, there's like nine producers. You get in, they put a bunch of articles down in front of you. None of them said where Jalen's from.
Yeah, you guys would never make that mistake.
That's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Colin's producers suck, is what it seems like.
Oh, my God.
Hey, quiet down. We're the best producers on local talk radio. We know nothing about what goes on over
there. Do you remember
there?
Day one when I put that giant index card in front of you that said Jalen, Utah, from Fresno?
From Fresno. Didn't go to Fresno State. That's Trent Dilfer.
No. You guys are putting me in a real bad spot.
No, but that's why I had on there, because that's Jalen being Jalen.
Yes.
Jalen's nitpicking how he's wording.
Is Jalen. He calls us out. He makes us, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's.
Sure.
And he's doing it to Colin Cowherd also.
And it's Colin.
Fresno State to Utah.
Nah, just Fresno.
Just Fresno. Hold on here.
Hold on.
And it's Collins falling short of the standard that the fill-in guy set.
He's from Fresno, went to Utah, and Jalen Johnson was not going to let that slide.
No, he wasn't.
He has no problem calling out Colin Cowherd. That is, I don't expect you to say no. I guess what I'm asking,
yeah,
though.
I'm just not fair what kind of question that is.
Can we word it differently? Yeah, fair enough. Yep.
I just hope that with one of these cuts, that Jalen repeats Colin's question to him.
Danny.
No, he didn't. No,
oh,
sorry.
Man.
I know TSL. I know.
How do I feel about being from Fresno?
How does it feel to get paid?
Do I think I'm the best corner in the league?
Do I miss being on weekly with Parkins and Spiegel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Here's Jalen Johnson with Colin Cowherd on his relationship with the media.
You came into this league in this big city, big brand, and immediately felt like not only a good corner, but a physical player, a leader. Is it hard for a rookie? You didn't seem to have a problem. You're a good talker.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They told me before I signed, like a big personality, loves to mix it up. But I felt when you came into the league, immediately you talked to the press in Chicago. You didn't have any problem with that. A lot of rookies aren't comfortable with that. Is it your personality? Where does that come from?
It's hard. I would say more so my personality, but also I think too, working and training at it, I would say since I was in high school. I think it was somewhere I would kind of talk to my brother, talk to my dad, do like some interview training with them. Because I mean, I think for me, that separates you from a lot of athletes. I think being able to talk, being able to articulate, not using a whole lot of ums and not just giving one word answers and things like that. So I I definitely started that process early, and then going through college, I was a communication major, so I had a public speaking class. I had to get in front of people and present. So for me, it kind of came easy. And then, of course, getting into Chicago and the big city, they always want to put the microphone in front of your face, especially when you're coming in.
Oh, Chicago's a big, aggressive media.
Yeah, no doubt. So I think for me, it just was learning how to handle it, and I think just embracing it, because the media, to me, depending on how you handle it, can either help you or hurt you. And I think for me, I kind of used it as one of my tools to be able to get who I am out there, get my personality out there, and honestly just be able to speak the truth and speak my truth. I think at the end of the day, and I think that's kind of what draws the media to me, being able to keep it real.
Sure.
And also, like, my weekly shows that I do, I mean, I give raw, uncut, I mean,
that's right,
about how I feel about things.
From Fresno State. I love that you and your brother and your dad are doing media training.
Yeah, we're doing everything. DB training, media training, working on my signatures, all of it. All of it, yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay. I mean, I wish I knew he was going on. I would have texted Colin and weekly told him to shows. Plug the weekly show.
Well, he did.
Keep it real.
Sure.
And also, like, my weekly shows that I do, I mean, I give raw, uncut.
What the hell?
Come on, Jalen, drop Parkins and Spiegel in there.
It's implied. It's implied, boys.
Oh, man.
To the national audience that has no idea who the show is?
It was implied to me. That's a good point.
And if he would have said the show name, Colin would have been like, oh, my God, he was just in. Yes.
Exactly.
That was a real close to a big moment there.
Now that you could put on as producers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You could.
They should know.
I texted him after he was on, like, oh, he comes on with
those. Good time to text him about that.
I didn't know it was happening.
That's on Colin for not telling you.
That he was having Jalen on?
Yeah, Colin's a P1 of the show. He knows that Jalen's on Mondays after games.
Man. I'm going to text him as soon as the segment's over.
I'm just waiting for Ashley Brewer to hop in.
Oh, man.
I'm waiting for Jason McIntyre.
Nobody's waiting still. For that.
Jalen Johnson talking Caleb with Colin Cowherd.
Okay, so let's go to the OTA. So Caleb's there. Mm-hmm. Roma Dunze is there. A couple mm-hmm. Pac-12 guys. Let's start with Caleb Williams. Give me a moment. You're challenging him.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd never seen him play, what do you see with Caleb?
Special. I think for me, just really like hearing it and, of course, kind of getting out there and kind of waiting to see what he really looks like and how he looks spinning the ball. Of course, for me, it was as advertised. I think it's definitely something that is special, something that I haven't seen. And I know for me, there was a time we were in the coverage. We tried to give him a different look. I went back to the half. He threw it. I'm like, okay, this is easy interception. And I'm running. That ball floated right over my head. I said, ooh, that's a good touch on that. So I think just even that throw just in itself, just being able to throw the ball to the sideline right over with good touch, I feel like that's just something that isn't necessarily taught. I'm sure it's something he's worked at through his years, but I feel like it's definitely something that is special that you don't see too often for guys coming in right away, having that confidence to throw passes like that. And I think for me, it just brings more excitement to see his maturity through the season, because I feel like that's all it's going to be about is him learning and growing through the mistakes. And I think for me, being one of the leaders on the defense and on the team, just wanting to do what we can on the defense side of the ball to give him as many opportunities as he needs to be able to succeed on offense, because I feel like that's what it's going to come down to. We're going to do what we need to do on defense to give them the best chance to put a lot of points up.
You know, Jalen, what's interesting about him, I always felt that he was confident, bordering on cocky, but not cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked his personality.
Right,
I interviewed him on the air, and people are like, hey, he's very, and I'm like, no. I want my quarterback to be confident.
Right.
They don't all have to be the same, big, tall, short, fat, whatever. But I thought his personality felt professional.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of his personality so far?
I mean, he blends in well. I think that was one of the misconceptions for me, and I know even getting caught up in people trying to label him as Hollywood and being all these things, it's like, nah, he just is who he is. He's a confident guy in himself, on the field, off the field. I think it's one of those things where he's very secure in who he is. He's very confident and knows the work that he puts in to be able to have that confidence. And at the end of the day, I mean, he's a Heisman winner. He's the guy that got drafted number one, so I don't feel like he shouldn't have confidence.
Right.
At the end of the day, I think it's one of those things that he embraces and he walks in who he is as a player, who he is as a man. I think that's something that seeing him in person, and he blended in right away with the locker room, with the guys, and that's only going to continue to grow. But I think he's came in and handled everything perfectly, just come in and working, coming in and gelling with the guys, the offense. You can see everything coming together how it's supposed to be.
Man, you know, we can take this anywhere you want, and the Caleb stuff obviously is important to think about. But just, I'm filled again with that sense of pride that we had and talked about when Jalen got paid, just like, not like he's like we had anything to do with it, but it's just we've hung around with this guy weekly, and it's just really cool to hear him so comfortable on the national stage talking about everything and just in the full bloom of his stardom. Deserved.
Yeah, completely deserved. Thrilled for him. Yeah, texted him that he crushed it on the interviews. So yes, I completely agree with that. I hope he's telling the truth, and I believe that he is. Like, that anecdote of him floating the pass over him, thinking it was an interception, and Caleb beating him. Like, I really do hope, and training camp sometimes can feel long, and it can feel, like, drawn out, and we don't get anything, but, like, the fact that the Bears' defense is supposed to be good, and the Bears' offense is supposed to be good, if Caleb is already having some real wins against the Bears defense, and not just in 7-on-7. 7-on-7 is an offensive designed thing, right? No offensive line, no pass rush, no defensive, no hitting. Right? But if he's having 11-on-11 wins with any degree of regularity against the Bears defense this early, it's an excellent, excellent sign. So it's good to hear, because we know Jalen, he doesn't like to give it up for the offense that much. He's the guy that's like, the defense is better. The defense is ahead. You know, he's arrogant.
By the way, I mean, one of the things I'm looking forward to is just, you know, how much they're going to ask Caleb to play in structure. I thought Mark Schlereth with you that you guys played the snippets of yesterday. 70-30 in structure for an NFL quarterback. And if you're on a good team and you're a young rookie quarterback, I'm okay with 80-20. If Caleb can play within structure and set up the playmakers and still make some plays when they're needed to be outside structure with this defense, I'm okay with 80-20, so I'm looking forward to that kind of backdrop for our conversations moving forward.
Yeah, and my whole thing is don't coach it out of him. I think I'm going to have a higher tolerance than you for a few mistakes early, because as long as he's also showing high-level playmaking ability with the improvisation, I'll take the mistakes with it too, because that's how Aaron Rodgers got four MVPs. That's how Pat Mahomes throws for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
Right.
You know, can't coach that stuff out of him in the name of conservatism.
Right, but you can also win with your rookie quarterback.
Definitely.
You know, the way that the Patriots did with Brady and the way that the Seahawks did with with Russell Wilson by having them, you know, do the right thing for the most part. Although Russell ended up playing a lot out of structure.
One more thing from Jalen with Colin Cowherd. We got categories in 20 minutes. Staying with the Bears and how it happened.
Finally, Chicago's a great American city. So I go to Chicago. My wife's from around the area. Those home games in the fall, Packers coming into town. I mean, don't get me wrong. Utah's great. Was it a game last year? Oregon, Utah. That wasn't a good game for Utah. But take me to all these rookies. Planet Soldier Field, historic. Maybe the Packers or the Niners or a team comes into town. Is it just you ever pinch yourself and think, this is my dream?
Yeah, I think I felt like that my second year, because I didn't have fans my rookie year. So I think really just that first game against the Packers, I want to say, was early my second year when we played. And especially for me, I was able to match up against Devontae. So just having that whole experience of matching up against Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, coming out there, seeing the pride that the Chicago Bears fans have, especially when it comes to the Packers, I think is something that is second to none when it comes to rivalries, when it comes to energy and pride. I think it's definitely something that Chicago brings a different energy to. And I think even with hopefully getting a new stadium, it's only going to go up. The city wants to win, especially against the Packers. So I think it's always an environment. That's what Chicago is known for, is the energy, the fans.
Great sports fans.
Yeah, no doubt.
Intense, though. They'll call you out.
Yeah. No, hey,
you drop that pick in the end zone, you'll hear it.
Yeah, you got to perform in Chicago.
Does Colin want to work here? I mean, my God, he's so much brown nosing of Chicago.
He loves the city. He's got a big condo here.
Uh-huh.
And we all love Colin Cowherd. You know, we love going to Bulls and Hawks games as well. So if Colin ever needs anyone help fill out that suite, you know?
Yep. We'll see. But
not just Bulls, by the way.
I love
watching my Hawks, okay?
I don't love him. Ever since he made me feel bad about being on Sporting News Radio when I was walking the dog. Remember that? I told him.
We might be able to have an opportunity like that in the next few months. Who knows? Maybe we'll be able to make something like that happen.
Tell him that story again to his face, Mr. Man.
Little show outing. The Cowherd suite.
I don't know him personally.
Well, we'll be able to make it happen.
All right, good.
We have categories coming up in 20 minutes, and I'm calling my shot. I'm real happy with my categories today. Real happy with him.
All right, you can't win, though.
I can't win.
So what shot are you calling? What shot are you calling? Yeah, I'm going to deliver these. You're going to like it.
I can read. At least you can, like, navigate the game. Like, I couldn't do that. Yeah. Like, I don't know who's winning. I'm just, no, I got great lists, but I don't know who's winning.
I think they are good categories.
The shot that Danny is calling is at the end, we'll say, hey, man, good category.
That's what I'm saying.
Good luck with that.
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't repeat any of the categories we've already done.
Yeah, right. Speaks has set the bar very low.
Yeah.
I heard the morning show came after me this morning. Oh, we'll return and we'll respond in kind. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.